When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and I hope you'll check us out and give us a like while you're there. And my goodness, woohoo, back in the saddle again. It seems like forever since I've been here. I don't know that they're ever in my more than 20 years on the air that I've ever been off the air for 2 weeks at a time. And a little unusual, but I'm glad to see that nothing's changed, that as always, Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. Yes, I'm still here. I'll always be here. Well, yeah. I won't always be here, but I'm not planning on going anywhere.
Sure glad you're here and that you're here when I'm not, because... but you look like did you get a different style haircut or something?
I got a haircut.
You got a haircut. That must be it.
I usually get my late spring haircut pretty short, and it lasts me through the summer, which is nice.
That must be it, because yeah. I was going to say that something's different. I know you looks like you did your hair, but
got a little sun, more sun than I planned on last week. Last week was project week around the old homestead, and I was outside on Thursday and Friday for most of the days. Screened up, but still, you know, you always forget a spot or you stay a little too long out there and you get a little
toasty.
Well,
I think we've all had not some of that going on. So let's get everybody into the discussion here. And, of course, Animal World's call screener Janice Churchill is here. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. Good morning, Martha. Good morning, everybody.
And, of course, it is Vet Sunday today, and Animal World's favorite vet is in the house. That would be Dr. Bill Burlingame. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, everybody.
And I'd say you look like you've gotten some extra sun, too.
I've been doing home projects, yes.
Yeah, so you and Mike can relate to one another here, huh?
Yes.
And apparently your home projects have been out of doors. But how about this weather? It's like summer's already here, and like we're still in May. What's up with this?
Just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Weather's going to change. We're going to get some rain and a little cooler temperatures next week to start our June. So, but I'm excited about it because I bought a few more rain barrels and did a little gutter work, cleaning and sort of tightening up. So I've got four rain barrels that are attached to drip hoses, and I want to fill them up and see how much water. I had one from last year, and I was really impressed with how much water was collected, but I didn't have a really good distribution system other than just dipping into the barrel. So, but now I've got a plan, so that makes me dangerous.
Well, so what are you going to do with this rainwater?
Well, funny you should ask. I am contemplating ripping out all my grass and going with a drought-friendly landscape and carving up my parking strip into build beds and grow vegetables.
Vegetables,
Yeah. So that's my plan, and we'll see. I might just get her started this year with the idea of full implementation next year, because I'm a little late on the growing season. Not that it's too late, but I still have a lot of work to do prepping the dirt and all
that
sort of
stuff.
Well,
I wonder when you do rain barrels. Now, hopefully there'll be rain for you to collect.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, you've predicted, as I think from the almanac and so forth, that we're going to have a much warmer and drier summer.
Yeah, and it's not going to start out that way tomorrow.
No, and that's a good thing, though, because we
need some rain.
We need some rain. It's amazing. Well, today's 31st of May. It's the last day of May, and we haven't had much rain. And but I've wondered about the rain barrels in that, you know, when you collect that water, how do you keep it from, like, growing stuff in it?
Well, that's a really good question.
I mean,
it collects sediment. And the sediment deposits are surprisingly a lot. So you really do need to kind of carve them up and scrape them out and clean them up because stuff can get in there and you know, it's hydroculture. It can grow.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're just using it for watering, as long as you clean them every once in a while, probably the label says once a year. I'd probably do twice a year just as part of your home maintenance, you know, once in the fall to kind of clean out and once in the spring to kind of clean out.
Yeah.
Again, this is a grand experiment. We'll have to check in every once in a while.
Well, you'll have to keep us posted on your water collecting and if there's any water to collect. Have you ever collected rain, Dr. Bill?
I've never collected rain.
No, me either.
No.
Well, so it'll be interesting to hear about that.
It's free, and it's a good way to offset your water bill and reduce your carbon footprint at the same time.
And speaking of, I have to say that there's a reason why I haven't been here for the last 2 weeks. The first week not being here was planned, and last week was kind of a last-minute juggle because someone who was scheduled to do the show didn't space the fact that it was Memorial Day weekend.
And, I wonder who that is.
I wonder, too.
No idea.
We don't have to drop any names, but so we did a quick shuffle at the last minute, and we ran two encore shows and are doing Vet Sunday today. But the first week was planned because I had the opportunity to take the first vacation I've taken in probably 7 to 8 years, and the longest vacation I've taken in more than 20 years since I've been on the air. And because it's only been the last, I don't know, 2-3 years that we've even done encore shows. I hadn't missed a show in, I don't know, 17, 18 years or something. But at any rate, I got to take my Robbie Golden Retriever to the ocean. So I had a fabulous time. We went off to the Pacific beach area of the Washington coast, which I think is the best coastline on the planet. Of course, I haven't seen them all, but for me, it is absolutely fabulous. We stayed at a place called the Sandpiper, and Robbie had a fabulous time. And Janice said, take lots of photographs. I did. Of course, I've spaced getting them to her so she can put them up on Facebook, but got some wonderful ocean sunsets and great, great pics of the ocean and some of me and Robbie, and we had a great time. So, but it's like this morning was like, and even Janice was like, where's my notebook and stuff when she's getting ready to come in? And I'm thinking, it's all a little bit, go for 2 weeks and you forget all of the things that have been programmed in for the last 20 some years. Anyway, it's great to be back. Had a great time. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, let's see. Today's Vet Sunday, as you know, so phone lines will be open throughout the show and free veterinary consulting and advice. If you'd like to call in to speak with Dr. Bill, we'll make the show official and get started with St. Francis, as always. We will do current events around 10:50 as usual. And I have a little bit of follow-up and some news stuff. Got some recalls and Happening Today event and just some good things to tell you about. We will do a Designing Health giveaway, Missing Link giveaway today. So when you hear me tell you it's time to call in and give you the Missing Link words or words of the day, then you can call Janice and tell her what version of the Missing Link supplement you would like for your dog, cat, or bird friends. And let's see, we are still looking for volunteer call screeners. If you know anyone that would like to be a part of the Animal World family and has always wanted to get behind the scenes in radio, it's a fun thing to do. And we could use one or two more volunteers so that we have all the Sundays covered. And if you are interested in being a volunteer call screener for Animal World, you can give us a call. And you can call me at the office at 360-217-7258, or you can shoot an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or through the website marthanorwalk.com. Well, let's see. We've got Peg from Olympia is already chiming in, Dr. Bill. And she said, oh, but this actually sounds to Mike. Where did you get the rain barrels? My neighborhood's supply dried up. No pun intended. This is from Peg in Olympia. So where'd you get your rain barrels?
I got them at Lowe's.
Oh.
And they were about, I can't remember the specs. I think they're about 60 or 64 gallons, around $100 each.
What are they made of?
Plastic, hard plastic. Yeah, I went with the plastic just because easier to clean, a little more durable, probably not the most friendliest environmental thing to do, but they'll last a lot longer than and wood is great, but the maintenance and it wears a little faster, so I went with the plastic ones.
Did they have wood ones too, or did you have to make a choice?
You know,
did you just know you wanted
when I did plastic? The research, I looked, and I don't think Lowe's had had wood. By the time I got to Lowe's, I knew what I wanted, so it was just like, point me in the right direction, grab it and buy it and go. But they have, my recollection is that they had several different types of plastic. I don't recall seeing wood ones there, but I wasn't really looking. Uh-huh. But my guess is they probably do.
So Lowe's, you paid about $100 a piece.
Yeah, little, I think
how
there
many
were
gallons?
64
gallons?
I think. Yeah, 64 okay. gallons. But $108 was the price for those. And they had smaller ones. Oh. But you want to build a nice foundation so they sit up high, because the whole idea is to gravity feed a drip line. At least that's the plan. Anyhow, we'll see how that works. That's why I want the water so much, to see how it works, see how gravity flow works.
Yeah, I could certainly say, at least with my little weather station and knowing how much rain falls at a time anymore, at least I could fill lots of rain barrels,
oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've got two on my house, one from... I cleaned up and kind of did a little repair work on the drain spout. So now I'm pretty sure all of it, once it hits the drain spouts, most of it, if not all of it, is going to get in the barrel. So hopefully it's maximum. So I've got two in the house and two on a carport, so I should have lots of water. We'll see.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, all right. How about since there's so much to talk about and all kinds of little things here, but let's go ahead and officially start the show. See, everybody listening thinks we already started the show. Don't really know yet that that's not the case. At any rate, we do that by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, and also because, of course, it's Sunday. And we have a couple of little prayers here, one for our animals and a little longer one for us humans. So... already, here we go. This would be the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every little thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And then for us humans, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, and there we go. We are official now. So, well, let me tell you that because Dr. Bill is here and it's Vet Sunday, phone lines are open. I'll give you phone lines numbers now. I've got some stuff we need to cover, but you can interrupt at any time. I'm happy to take a little break from all the news coverage here and take your phone calls. So, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email like Peg did to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And that is the, you don't want to use the Contact Martha link on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, because that goes to my home office computer. You want to use the animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, well, first order of business We have some exciting news because we get to welcome a new advertiser to the Animal World family today. Yay! Woohoo! And we are welcoming, gosh, for the first time in the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. So this is a branch of my spiritual family, the Ananda Church of Self-Realization, and they own East West Bookshop in the Seattle area, just north of the University District. That's where I'm going to be doing my classes starting next week, June 3rd and June 10th. We'll talk about those in current events. And you'll hear their ad play today during the show. And I just have to say that it's a pleasure to have Ananda on board. You can access all of the stuff that Ananda does at anandawashington.org. And you'll hear more about them in the ad. And hopefully we're going to have Nayaswami Reeman McGilloway, the co-spiritual director of Ananda, will do a little interview with him next week, and because there's lots of exciting stuff to talk about. So anyway, welcome Ananda to Animal World. Okay, let's see. In terms of what's going on, we do have a Happening Today event. If you are looking to adopt a cat, they've gotten really creative with adoption events, and this is put on by Positive Alliance. Desperate House Cats Part 2. Desperate House Cats Part 2 cat adoption event is today from 1 to 4 p.m. at Mud Bay store on Queen Anne Avenue North. So from 1 to 4 p.m. if you're interested in adopting a cat near in Seattle area, you can run up to Queen Anne and go to Mud Bay, and they're having a Positive Alliance Desperate House Cats 2 adoption event. Also going on at the end of this month for the Memorial Day for Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary in Carnation. You all know about them because we talk to Bob Dawson every month. They're having their annual Memorial Day fundraiser and have a final list of construction materials needed for enclosures in progress. They say, gee, what a glorious spring. Many thanks to those of you who donated during our last fun drive. Great headway was made on completing the Amazon buildings and outdoor flights these past few weeks, but we still aren't there. The sanctuary is still needing funds to wrap up the Amazon flights and close out the Quaker Conure enclosure. Can you help? Bob has identified the following priority items needed for the volunteers to complete the outdoor flights in time for this year's barbecue fundraiser in August, and they need 10 additional rolls of wire. They need 27 steel posts and 27 bows for the greenhouse framework. The completion estimate for that work is about $2,800. For the Quaker Conure building, they need insulation and metal panels for the ceiling, about $1,500 worth. So for both projects, the completion estimate is approximately $4,300 to $4,500, and they would love it if you could pitch in and help them get the supplies they need. You can make monetary donations can be made through their website, www.macawrescueandsanctuary.org, macawrescueandsanctuary.org, or if you want to use a credit card, check, or PayPal, it says you can also go to another website, which is ColoradoParrotRescue.org. I think they must be because they're set up to do this kind of donation on their website. They're helping the Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary. So ColoradoParrotRescue.org is also a place that you can donate. All righty. So let's see. Okay, now we will balance that with how about a recall? Okay, listen up, especially if you buy treats at PetSmart. Is PetSmart Himalayan Rough Roots Dog Treat Recall? Himalayan Corporation has issued a voluntary recall of specific Rough Roots all-natural dog chew toys due to potential metal contamination. And from the PetSmart website, Himalayan Corporation has issued a voluntary recall of specific Rough Roots all-natural dog chew toys due to potential metal contamination. While this recall affects all lots of the Rough Roots, and that's R-U-F-F-R-O-O-T-S, Rough Roots dog chew toys sold by PetSmart, no other Himalayan Corporation products are impacted by this issue. And Janice has put that recall up on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page for you. So you can get more details if you get those treats at PetSmart. Okay. Hey, you're ready for some good news. Bless me, a little sneeze there. Okay, how about Dr. Bill? Do you know we have got another new cat TV show and with local TV stars?
Hey.
How about that?
Coming up in the world.
Yeah. And I've actually spoken with these guys before, and you're all familiar with cats getting up in trees and needing to be rescued. And we've had a great couple of guys in the area who do canopy cat rescue, and they climb up in the trees and save cats. And they do it on a donation basis because it's their passion. You know, they have real jobs. They're arborists off night. Well, this article that I'm holding in my hands was from Tuesday's Seattle Times. It's quite interesting. And the show Treetop Cat Rescue debuted last night on Animal Planet at 9 p.m. It'll be on Saturdays after my other favorite cat TV show, which is My Cat from Hell, of course. And they're back. They were on hiatus for the last 2 weekends or so. There weren't any new episodes. But now that the holiday's over and all of that, a new episode was on last night that I got on my list because I want to talk to Dr. Bill about one of the cases. But this new show, the Treetop Cat Rescue, it was really good. They had two back-to-back episodes. Each episode is a half an hour, and they do two rescues. And they did back-to-back episodes, and it was really good. But I thought you'd be interested since they are local from our area here. Here's kind of the deal. When creating a TV series that produces hope, will run for years, producers' hope will run for years, fodder for stories is a primary concern. For the latest reality show shot locally, that won't be an issue. Cats get stuck in trees worldwide, but the Pacific's Northwest tall trees, the problem probably arises more often locally, which makes Western Washington an ideal setting for Animal Planet's 10-episode Treetop Cat Rescue, debuting last night on Animal Planet. And it stars Olympia's, maybe Peg knows them, Olympia's Tom Otto and North Bend's Sean Sears. Each episode of half an hour chronicles their adventures as operators of the nonprofit Canopy Cat Rescue, a service they started about 4 years ago as a spinoff of their first company, Canopy Conservation. Last year, they rescued 250 cats.
Whoa.
And Otto said this year the pair is on track for 300 or more rescues. Quote, it's important to get the cat down than to make a buck on somebody's misfortune, Otto said. Once we went to donations, we started getting media coverage, and then we started getting more calls. Otto's and Sears are brothers-in-laws, and their day job is Environmental Service Division of Olympia Public Works Department. Let's see. They started documenting their cat rescues with photos and video on their Facebook page. The TV show came about after Otto's niece mentioned she knew someone who works for a reality TV production company in Los Angeles. Next thing you know, we're coordinating filming days. And I think they've got a big hit on their hands. And now it's one thing in the show last night. So we saw four cat rescues in the hour that the show was on. And they're all, you know, way up, you know, 50, 75 feet up in these, you know, Douglas firs and stuff. And, man, these guys throw up these lines and zip up these trees or put their spikes on and get up there. And they really are quite good at getting, you know, they talk to the cats and all of that. But sometimes they fall and sometimes they jump. One of the cats was a feral cat and did jump, but actually survived. Really, really kind of amazing. They really made a very powerful point for microchipping, because the first thing they do, one of these cats their owner was the one that called. I think one of these four cats was a feral, but two of them were obviously domestic cats and somewhat friendly with the guy in the tree, but they didn't belong to the person who had found them in the tree and called in. So what they do is once they get the cat and they get down, they pack a microchip scanner, you know, to see if they have a microchip. And one of the cats that they rescued did, in fact, have a microchip, and they were able to get the information right there on the spot, called the owner, and the owner, of course, was in tears and was there in a heartbeat to get her cat. But they were strongly advising that everyone get their cats, you know, microchipped. And I'm just wondering, Dr. Bill, I know I have not, my dog is microchipped. I have not chipped my cats. They are not indoor outdoor models and running around, but nonetheless, I can remember a lot of years ago that I decided not to, because Dr. Mike Saluski was my horse vet at the time, but he was doing other work as well, and he had decided not to microchip his cats because he was seeing some problems with microchips in cats. So I'm wondering now, it's been a long time since then, are you 100% on board with microchipping? Do you see any negative side effects or reasons not to microchip, or is it pretty much an okay thing to do for everybody?
I can't recall seeing any problems in any cat ever.
Okay, good, good.
So I think it's, if they're an indoor-outdoor model, as you say, then I think it's mandatory that they be chipped.
Yeah,
it's
a
good technology. It's safe technology. So.
Yeah, well, and even if they aren't, you know, I mean, accidents happen and cats escape or whatever. But
right.
So you give four paws up and
four
a tail.
Four paws and a tail, yes.
Four paws and a tail up,
right,
for microchipping. And so if you guys are interested in the new local TV show, and they were in, well, they were in Kent and Covington and boy, I can't remember all the different places they were rescuing cats, but it was really exciting. It's kind of one of those, kind of a little nail biter, went up there, you know, because you don't know if the cat's going to jump, they're going to get him, or the tree's going to break or whatever. But it was exciting and well worth watching. So tune in next Saturday, and I'm sure you can probably find the reruns on demand or on animalplanet.com. All right, we better take care of our advertisers and sponsors before we finish up here. And it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house. Phone lines are open, and stay right where you are, because we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And Vet Sunday continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural raw food or processed foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there are formulas for both your dogs. There's two formulas for dogs, one formula for cats, there's a formula for birds, and one for horses. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house, and I just want to remind you that we just heard a little bit about what our favorite animal communicator. That would be Darcy Pariso, and she's got some events coming up this next month, and in July I'll have information on those and current events. But also she's got a special deal if you don't want to do a full reading with her to talk to your animal friends or loved ones on this side or the other. She's an excellent medium as well as a communicator with animals. You can take advantage of her special deal, which is, you know, one or two questions, $15. She does it via email. So check her out, Darcy Pariso, DarcyPariso, DarcyPariso.com. Yeah, okay. So, well, maybe while we've got open phone lines, we'll see if anybody's listening. If you would like to win some Missing Link, you have to be 18 years or older and can't have won a contest on or any radio show on this station in the last 30 days. But other than that, you are eligible to pick a Missing Link supplement. We send it to your door. It's a full package. It's not a sample version. And a local phone number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And how about we say the Missing Link words of the day? How about Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill? I like that. Okay. So if you're wants a Missing Link, give us a call. And this is kind of just maybe a prelude to next week. Give you a little inkling here, you know, with all the next week is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show, and I don't know, Dr. Bill, if you've been tuning in or not, but all the talk about, you know, the Woodland Park Zoo elephants and so forth, and of course the big push to try to get them to sanctuary, which it didn't work, and they are now back in Oklahoma. And a lot of talk on those shows, and especially for me, saying that, You know, times are changing, and our human consciousness is waking up, and we're becoming more and more aware of the emotional and psychological needs of animals and how emotional and intelligent they really are. And it's looking like, you know, zoos and aquariums are going to be things of the past, and it's time to get with the program and realize that there are some animals that just simply don't belong in those situations anymore, and elephants being one of them, because we can't provide an appropriate habitat.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Now, in lines with that, there was an excellent article written about that and about bamboo and chai in the Seattle Times, and I figured out how to post that on Facebook.
You alone figured that out?
Me alone figured that out. So I'm thinking, Janice, there's hope for me. I might be able to figure this out eventually. But so I posted this Seattle Times article about bamboo and chai on the Animal World Facebook page, so you can bring it up there. But just to kind of let you know, I think there's momentum in lots of areas. And, you know, there's the lawsuit now that's happening to free Lolita from that, you know, the tiny little Florida aquarium. She's one of the orcas that was taken here from our Pacific coast, gosh, I don't know, 40 years ago or something, and they're hoping to return her. But this is good news out of Ontario, Canada. In a major victory for animals this week, lawmakers in Ontario passed landmark legislation that bans keeping orcas in captivity and will bring improvements to living conditions for other captive marine mammals. Under the new law, the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, the acquisition and breeding of orcas is banned effective immediately, leaving violators facing potential fines of up to $60,000 and the possibility of 2 years in prison.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
They're getting serious about it.
Yeah.
Well, that needs to happen. It's for these, you know, they're so intelligent, so contained in those environments.
Oh, so Mike's pulling his microphone in. He wants to jump in.
I got
here.
Something to add. Okay. And I'm just curious to know how the elephants are doing the last couple of weeks in Oklahoma City, where the weather has been just horrendous. Not only have a record amount of tornadoes touched down the last 2 weeks, but also just incredible thunderstorms and massive amounts of rain. They're actually getting our weather right now, just the way the jet stream has been setting up. Yeah. But it has been just horrific in Oklahoma and Texas. So how are they doing? I haven't heard a word.
Well, the best place to get information right now is the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants Facebook page. Their website, freewpzelephants.org, doesn't get updated that often, but their Facebook page, they're posting things all the time. And there are some reports. There's a recent one in the last few days about bamboo and chai. There's the first little video that the Oklahoma Zoo put out showing them arriving. And Janice and I were talking about this as we were driving in today. And you know, they posted that video and stuff on their Facebook page, and all of the comments were negative. And some of the comments to the line of, well, if you're familiar with these elephants and know them, they look terrible. And the video is a clip of them being unloaded into this, you know, concrete, you know, iron bars, cement, the whole thing. Because, you know, they have to keep them in quarantine for 30 days.
They look terrible in San Diego, too.
Exactly. And they've got a pile of dust on the floor. So they are giving themselves a dust bath. And, of course, everybody's all excited because they're dust bathing themselves in this concrete little prison. And I would imagine that maybe they aren't so affected by the weather, because I don't even think they get to go outside. I mean, I think they're enclosed inside, and now maybe, but I don't know. I'm just talking here because I haven't heard either. And the reason I'm not doing a full long update on all the stuff that's gone down and what's going on is because next week is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show, and Elaine Fortgang will join us, and she, of course, will have all the latest details and what we know and don't know and what's going on. And I know she's planning a trip back to, you know, actually get her eyeballs on the elephants and see what's going on, but I don't think she's planning to do that until they're out of quarantine and so you see what's going on. But we'll get the lowdown from Aline, who seems to be the one who knows what's going on next week. But we know that they're in Oklahoma, they're in isolation, and we'll have to see what happens from there. So that was okay. So we had the Ontario banning orcas in captivity. Okay. Now here's the next one: a momentous victory for the dolphins in Taiji. You know, that's, you know, the horrible dolphin hunt. Well, today, and this was this press release came out May 20th. Today, Japan's peak zoo body JAZA. And that's probably the Japanese Association of Zoos and Aquariums, like RAZA, the one that's messing the elephant thing up. But apparently the JAZA has done something good, and all its aquarium members agreed to stop buying dolphins from Taiji. So the amazing victory for dolphins is a direct result of all the action of everybody around the world. And overnight, it cuts out up to half the demand for the Taiji's dolphins, and marking the beginning of the end for the horrific hunts. So this is apparently a really big deal over there, because apparently a lot of those dolphins were sold to aquariums and stuff in Japan itself. So that has now stopped. And is more progress in that area as well. And then, oh, when we were talking about the orcas, I don't know, Dr. Bell, have you guys seen the latest ploy on the part of SeaWorld to counteract? Have you seen their latest commercial?
I was thinking about that when you were mentioning that earlier. Yeah. They're trying to clean up their image a little bit.
Well, you know, because they fired their CEO and they hired some hotshot CEO, and this is like the first big ad campaign that's come out since he's been hired. Mm. And, of course, they have, you know, a sappy sweet gal and guy telling that our orcas are healthy and they live as long in captivity as they do in the wild, which there seems to be a lot of information to dispute that. So a lot of people saying that they're not telling the truth about that. And then, of course, they hit you with, oh, well, because we love our orcas and we know you do too. They're happy and all of that. I don't know. It makes me sick to my stomach when I see it. It's just, it doesn't sit well for me. But they hope to change the tanking stock values and get people to come back to watch the orcas. But frankly, I don't see it happening. It, you know, it's just a matter of time. And now that we've got one, you know, country Ontario, a province in Canada, banning orcas in captivity, you know, that's what California wants to do as well and was trying to do. Yeah. And the San Diego got all upset about that in SeaWorld, so they've postponed the legislation for a year or something to do more investigation. But I think it's just a matter of time.
It's up to the tourists to vote with their dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
And once they stop going to the shows, then they'll bail out of it because they're going to be losing money. So
yeah,
that'll work the fastest.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the downside to that is that there have already been threats on those from those companies saying that, well, they can always take their orcas and go to other countries like China or someplace else, and
right.
Which they very well may do. But I was encouraged to see Ontario banning orcas. Maybe that there'll be enough of that happen around the world that they won't try to just move to another country. They'll finally do the right thing and put these orcas in sea pens and stop breeding them and all of that good stuff. Okay, the last good news thing that also, you know, there's so much problem with our honeybee population and how important they are. And we've got a great event around bees coming up in current events next hour. But did you hear, because this is people around the world taking care of our honeybees, Norway builds world's first bee superhighway. And Oslo has planted a bumblebee highway through the city to help pollinating insects. In an attempt to help out dwindling bee populations, the city of Oslo has installed a new, quote, bee highway through the city so bees can travel safely. Oslo has put clusters of bee-friendly plants every 250 meters along a path through the city, which will work as rest stops for the bees as they fly around. Bees have been dying off in large numbers in recent years, and the dwindling bee numbers are very bad news for agriculture, which depends on bees for pollination, I'm sure, as you all know. And the bees have a difficult time in cities where there are not a lot of nectar-rich plants around for them to eat. So Oslo's plan is to help counter that with the bee feeding stations. Quote, the idea is to create a route through the city with enough feeding stations for the bumblebees all the way. And since they specifically mentioned bumblebees, and I know bumblebees do need to rest, you know, they're bigger, heavier bees. And sometimes I can remember when I lived in Seattle, had a sumac tree that the bumblebees would come to and just tank up on the pollen. But they'd get so heavy and they'd get drunk on the pollen, they couldn't fly. So they'd land all over the yard, and there would be nights when this tree was in bloom that there would be hundreds of bumblebees all over the yard resting.
Never seen that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what it was either until one evening I went out. There's bumblebees all over everything in my yard. I was back to the computer. Thank goodness for Google and all of that to find out what was going on. But then, yeah, hundreds of bees just hanging out in my yard because they were too drunk to go home. Okay, so anyway, bumblebees need to rest. Okay, so enough food will also help the bumblebees withstand man-made environmental stress better. Now, there's also a new app out that shows the bee-friendly plants in the city, so users can look up their areas. Places where there is no food for bees nearby can be helped out by people planting flowers on their property, or even just placing flower pots in their areas so the bees have a place to stop and refuel if needed. So the city of Ontario is officially doing the Bee Highway, and then they're encouraging all the people that live there to also plant bee-friendly stuff and that sort of thing. Now, I know because I know I'm blessed with a wild honeybee hive on my property, and they are thriving. I mean, the bee people at the Monroe Fair 3 years ago told me that they wouldn't survive, you know, with the colony collapse stuff and being wild. But they're thriving and doing great, and their water source is now my fountain, so I spent all day yesterday scrubbing it out and cleaning it out for the bee. They kept coming back. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? It's like, I'm not ready yet. So I turned the fountain off. I said, when I turn the water back on, you guys can come back. Otherwise, I'm cleaning the fountain. But I found that they pick up on stuff right away. Like, if I cut flowers like azaleas, rhododendrons, heather, lilac, you know, that kind of stuff, and put them in a plastic container, you know, on my little table out in front, my front patio. Those bees are on that, even cut flowers, right, white on rice, immediately extracting whatever pollen's in them. So I'm sure if you start planting bee-friendly plants in pots or whatever around your yards, you know, you'll attract bees right away. And lavenders are good, and those bee bushes, I don't know what they're officially called, but the blue flowers. And at any rate, so I'm seeing a consciousness shift here, and the push being that, you know, zoos, and we know the circuses are moving out stuff and moving out the elephants. And so I think things are changing for the good. It's just painful during the process of change.
A lot going on out there.
Yeah, there is. Okay, so speaking of that, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we will get back and talk about some vet stuff, because there was a case on my favorite show, My Cat from Hell, last night that I want to discuss with Dr. Bill, and of course, we'll entertain your phone calls anytime. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Well, hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World. For that, I say thank you. We're winding down the first hour of this week's edition. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. And speaking of that, you heard our little ad for Dr. Bill's immune tabs, immune chews, and Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. We will definitely be talking about those products as the show rolls on, and know that Dr. Bill is available if you're too shy to talk on the radio and want a consultation. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. He can talk to you, and he does phone consultations around. Now, you're still charging, what, $60 for a phone consult?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Yep. So, which is very, very reasonable. And you can reach Dr. Bill when he's not on the air here if you'd like a consultation or some information on the immune support products that he has. He's got the best on the planet for animals and humans. It's Dr. Bill Burlingame, phone number 425-903-1913. It's 425-903-1913. And you can shoot him an email to BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. All right, and then you heard about Dr. Nels. NelsHealingMinistry.com is the website to check him out, and he does the bioenergetic synchronization technique. If you haven't heard him here on the show, he really does work miracles. I just talked to someone just a couple of days ago, who a greyhound that was extremely emotionally traumatized by fireworks just very recently, and Dr. Nels, you know, I don't know how he does what he does. It's definitely alternative approach and very light hands-on, but he was able, just with his bioenergetic synchronization technique, was able to completely release the fear from this dog and complete 100% turnaround. That just is really amazing to me that you can deal with the emotional energy that way. But check him out, Dr. NelsHealingMinistry.com, and Then you can also check out Whispering Dragon. You heard Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. They're whispering-dragon.com. If you are fortunate enough to live in this area, you got to get in and see them in person and have a gong room session. Jude is phenomenal at chiropractics, and I just can't tell you what she's done for me. And their harmonics and energy work is really incredible. So check them out, whispering-dragon.com. Well, okay, and Dr. Bill, I mean, you know my favorite show is this My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy on Animal Planet. And I think his shows now, he's been at it for a number of seasons, they're getting better and better all the time. And I don't know if he has more creative control or what's going on, or he's getting more knowledgeable. He's certainly looking better these days. He lost a ton of weight and really has cleaned up over the years. Anyway, last night's new show, the first half of the show, and I'll tell you the names in case you want to look this up and watch the rerun. It'll be repeated next Saturday evening, but I think you can also see them on Animal Planet. Ambreen was the gal's name, A-M-B-R-I-E-N. Ambreen, and the cat's name was Calvin. Now, this is a white cat, Dr. Bill, and it looked to me like two different colored eyes, you know, the blue and the yellow eyes of the white cat, 13 years old. Seriously attacking its owner for 12 of those 13 years. And we're talking this cat would glob onto her and bite and not let go, and would attack her while she was sleeping, you know, in the middle of the night, or, you know, when she's sitting there and just loving the cat, and then all of a sudden, and she had claws and scratches and wounds all over her. And finally, you know, Jackson got called in to deal with this situation, and I found it quite well. It was an amazing story that she'd been putting up with this for this long, and then how he went about addressing it. He said it was very obvious to him right off the bat that this cat obviously had something physically wrong. You know, a chemical imbalance of some kind is how he referred to it. And he did send them to the vet, you know, to get checked out. And it's always interesting to me when he has these severe cases. The cat was inappropriately urinating as well. And he did an excellent job of evaluating the situation and breaking it down and finding things that reasons why the cat could be this neurotic and so forth. One of the interesting things was that the gal traveled a lot, and if she wasn't going to be gone more than 3 days at a time, she didn't get a cat sitter or anything. She just left the cat, and that was part of the big issue. He made her get a cat sitter, and. But when the cat went to the vet, they gave the cat a clean bill of health and then prescribed some kind of drug, you know, behavior drug. Now, he didn't say what the drug was, but the cat appeared to the owner to be kind of sedated when the drug was given. And It was a really fascinating show to watch, and as is pretty much always the case with Jackson, he was able to work out all the problems, and by the end, this cat was doing great, but the cat was also on drugs. So we've got to close out this hour, but what I want to talk to Dr. Bill about is the difference between just giving I call them a psychotropic drug, you know, for, you know, this is like Prozac for cats, but there are a bunch of I want to talk a little bit about the different kinds of meds and what you know about that, as opposed to knowing to look for Pleckner syndrome and the endocrine immune imbalance and treating that versus just giving the psych drugs and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's a nice conversation that we haven't had. So at any rate, we are going to wind down and close out this first hour of Animal World. Fire up hour number two. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.